Ever since the book of Genesis, where Cain squabbled with his brother Abel and second-born brother Jacob bought his twin brother Esau's birthright with a bowl of soup, human beings have been entertained by conflicted brothers and sisters pitted against each other. From Shakespeare's King Lear, with twisted sisters Regan and Goneril duking it out for the biggest slice of their crazy dad's kingdom, right through to The Godfather and daddy's boy Michael taking a hit out on his own bad brother Fredo, literature has proved that there's nothing more engaging and explosive, dramatically speaking, than a good, juicy sibling rivalry. Last weekend, two plays opened in Sonoma County, both dealing with estranged grown-up kids coming together to divide up their parents' belongings and air a few old grievances at the same time. Arthur Miller's The Price, running at Cinnabar Theater in Petaluma, takes place in a cramped attic packed with old furniture. This is where middle-aged brothers Victor and Walter Franz meet up after a 16-year silence to sell off the stuff their parents collected over a lifetime of success and failure. Featuring solid, satisfying performances by a cast of four, The Price is a thick, meaty stew of a play. Powerfully directed by Sherry Lee Miller, with Samson Hood as Victor, the hardworking cop who sacrificed his dreams to care for his ailing dad. John Shillington as Walter, a wealthy surgeon who stopped talking to his brother after dad died. Madeline Ash as Esther Franz, Victor's long-suffering wife. And Charles Siebert as Gregory Solomon, the wily antique dealer who arrives to offer an appraisal of all that dusty old furniture and perhaps the brother's relationship. This is Arthur Miller territory, so there is much more at stake, of course, than which brother gets what and how much. Each brother is wrestling with a lifetime of resentments and self-appraisals, which sort themselves out in a satisfyingly complex manner. Whether everyone ends up with what they deserve is left to the audience to decide. It's the kind of play that leaves its viewers with a head full of chewy thoughts and assumptions, a dose of heavy drama presented with a gorgeously light touch. Meanwhile, at Main Stage West in Sebastopol, another tale of sibling dysfunction and parental possessions plays out in the form of Sheila Stevenson's 1996 comedy drama The Memory of Water, directed by John Craven. Mary, Teresa, and Catherine have not seen much of each other lately. If not for the recent death of their mother, Vi, who died of Alzheimer's just a few days before the action of the play, they might not be together at all, hanging out in Mom's bedroom, trying on her clothes, and bagging up the rejects while hashing out a couple of decades' worth of secrets, revelations, and long-hidden betrayals. Bronwyn Shears plays business owner Teresa, all brittle nerves and frozen fire, and Shannon Ryder is Catherine, serially lovesick and headed for another heartbreak. Both sisters have problems, lots of them, but it's only Mary, an unhappy doctor haunted by past mistakes, who started to see poor dead Mom, a passive-aggressive ghost who keeps popping up in the bedroom, dressed to the nines, to dispense hard motherly advice. Played with grace and a touch of otherworldly distance by Mary Gannon Graham. Keith Baker and Paul Huberty round out the cast as Teresa's out-of-patients husband and Mary's married doctor boyfriend. Though The Memory of Water takes on a few too many tangents and story threads in its final 30 minutes, the play deliciously delivers a Bible's worth of familial conflict, swinging wildly between moments of genuine, piercing pain and stretches of spot-on, laugh-out-loud comedy. The Price runs through April 6th at Cinnabar Theater, cinnabartheater.org, and The Memory of Water runs through April 6th at Main Stage West, mainstagewest.com. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.